Experience them for the very first time, and we are still not over the energy, the excitement, the excellence.
This year, they are back, grander and greater.
Get ready, C5 RCV Music Awards, honoring even more creative brilliance and making more memories.
And the winner for Song of the Year 2025.
To Radio Christian Voice and our socials for all updates.
RCV Music Awards, celebrating Christian excellence.
Do you sometimes feel like everything is meaningless? Like every day is just spent in vain?
To be honest, that's how I felt before I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I completely get you.
Oh yeah?
It's impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. You know, God created us for a purpose, but we can only find it when we are in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing. But where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
Listen, God has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, that's His creation. You find Him in His Word contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus Christ, His Son, that He sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked these questions.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
It's freezing. Now imagine facing this cold with no blanket, no warm clothes, nothing.
But you can change that. Join the Winter Warmer campaign by Radio Christian Voice and help spread the warmth. It's simple. Donate gently used or new warm clothing, including blankets, socks, hats, gloves, scarves, jumpers, anything to keep someone warm this winter. Drop your donations at the Radio Christian Voice office along Alakankata Road in Mass Media and let's make a real difference. Can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Get ready. This July, the Smurfs are taking over Lusaka for a movie premiere like no other. Join us at Stokinical Cinemas, Manderhill for a magical green carpet experience on the 26th and the 27th of July. It's the perfect family outing with photo moments, Tim Deco, and a big screen adventure you won't forget. Tickets are just 285 kwacha and available now at Manderhill and Gigi Bonta stores. Don't miss the biggest family movie event of the year. The Smurfs movie premiere, partly brought to you by Butterfly.
After the Butterfly experience, parents and kids will never be the same.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam?
Christian Voice News, your global link.
ZESCO urged to revise tariffs to boost investor confidence in the energy sector. Government urged to engage traditional leaders in Israel's barrier mediation. And Sudan sanctioned by US over alleged chemical weapons. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Energy expert Boniface Zulu has urged the government to revise ZESCO tariffs to attract greater investor confidence and ensure long-term sustainability in the country's energy sector. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Engineer Zulu attributed the recent increase in load shedding hours to equipment failures at the Mamba Colliery's power plant. He added that the situation may improve soon, citing expected stabilization once water inflow into the Kariba Dam returns to normal levels. Engineer Zulu emphasized the importance of implementing cost-reflective tariffs, calling them essential to drawing serious investment and enhancing energy infrastructure. He further called for a robust public awareness campaign to educate citizens on the long-term benefits of such reforms. While increasing tariffs may result in a higher cost of living for ordinary Zambians, it is a necessary step to attract serious investors and improve the reliability of our power supply. These changes will foster healthy competition and lead to improved service delivery across the sector, said Engineer Zulu. The call comes amid ongoing challenges in Zambia's power generation capacity and growing concerns about energy security and investment viability of stabilizing power supply by July, as pronounced by ZESCO.
It's been over 20 years, 25 years now from 2002 that we needed to implement cost-reflective tariffs in order to balance the energy sector. Here right now is diversification. There's no other solution that is going to help the country apart from us diversifying our energy sector. And this can only be done through policies that will attract investment in the energy sector through foreign as well as local investors. And this can only be done if the investor feels secured with their return on investment.
Former Zambian High Commissioner to Nigeria, Solomon Jere, has called on citizens to promote unity and reconciliation during the ongoing mediation surrounding the burial of the late former president. Dr. Jere emphasized that this moment calls for reflection, forgiveness and national cohesion. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Jere urged Zambians to rise above confusion and divisions, drawing instead on biblical principles that promote peace and togetherness. He noted that setting aside emotions and focusing on unity will help guide the burial process with dignity and respect, just as precedent was set with former presidents. He further stressed the importance of ensuring that the late head of state is laid to rest in Zambia, acknowledging his rightful place in the country's history. As a former president and citizen of this nation, he deserves a dignified burial within Zambia, where he once held the highest office in the land, said Dr. Jere.
And let the people in leadership give a leadership. And once the leadership has been given, they give us what we ought to do. If you've got a different divergent view, dialogue is the way to go. And I'm glad that with what is happening, there's an element of dialogue. We are aware that there have been a number of issues in South Africa where the late president passed on. And we are yet to seek the time and guidance on how we should proceed in as far as barrio is concerned, but of course, the president will have to come and be buried in Zambia.
Meanwhile, Mr. Jere has called on the government to engage traditional leaders in efforts to promote unity amid the burial mediation for former President Edgar Lungu. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Jere said traditional leaders play a vital symbolic role and can help anchor the process in African cultural values during this challenging time. He urged the government to go back to the roots, specifically the community.